10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show, Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is 5:30. It is January 15th, 2025. January has got to be the longest month ever.
Seriously.
We're only 2 weeks into January. I feel like I've lived a lifetime in these 2 weeks.
I feel like I've aged 5 years.
Oh my gosh. What is happening? My mom's birthday was yesterday. And so we sent her a little cake and some flowers and stuff. And they sent me a picture of her blowing out her candles. It was really cute. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, how are we only 2 weeks into January? It feels like we've gone half the year already.
And with everything going on just in the world, I think that it feels that way even longer than before.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's just, I don't know. I am so thrown off. I feel like January's always feels long, but this one feels really long.
I think too, I don't do well in the cold. I mean, every day, James and I, we take Momo out to the park and I am bundled up like an Eskimo.
Yeah.
I look like a crazy lady. I have my hood on, my puffer jacket. I wear a mask just like not only just to prevent sickness, but to keep my face warm. And I am like this, just walking around the park, just like an Eskimo, just small feet. And my husband, he can go out in a t-shirt and shorts. I'm like, how the heck? You're so crazy. He goes, I feel good. I'm from Chicago.
Oh,
you know
my
me.
Gosh. Yeah, I'm with you. We do our nightly walks. And for the past like week, I'm like, no walk. I'll work out inside. There's no way I'm going out in this cold right now.
I was telling you about how we're going to Baltimore in a month, and it's one of the coldest times of the year there. And my husband was like, what jackets are you going to bring? I'm like, I'm trying to bring not as much stuff, but because I run so cold, I really have to think about what jackets, what sweaters. I even thought about what boots. I don't have much boots. I'm like, I'm not built for the winter here.
What size shoe do you wear? I can, you can borrow some of my boots. I've got like some Uggs that'll keep your feet real warm. We could trade.
I'm in 7.5, 8.
I think my Uggs would still work for you. I mean, they might be a little big, but hey, just put on a couple pairs of socks and you'll be fine.
I need to go back into my closet. I might have some fake Uggs that I got from like
Fugs.
My Fugs. Yeah. I think I got some Fugs somewhere in my closet. I just got to clean it out with all my winter stuff. Cause when I lived in Connecticut, I had the full length puffer jacket, like to the ankles.
Oh yeah. Those things. I mean, when you wear one of those, it reminds me of that movie, A Christmas Story, where the kid falls on his back and can't get up. That's what they look like.
Yes, that's exactly what I have. How are you doing over there?
I'm good. You know, like I said, just trying to get through this month and move past things. But yeah, so last night after I got home, talked to my mom for a little while for her birthday, just did some work. And then we were going to watch a new show. You guys know if you've listened for a while that I love K-dramas. And there's this new K-drama that's getting a lot of good reviews and people are saying it's really good. So we go to watch it, and so we start watching it, and here's the debate. I like to watch my Korean dramas in Korean with the subtitles, and I just feel like you get a lot from their voices, even if you don't know what they're saying, their inflection, you get a lot. When it's dubbed, I feel like you're missing things. The translation is wrong sometimes. So I just prefer to watch it in Korean and read the subtitles. So we're watching it, it's starting, and it's all in English, and I was like, change the subtitles. So my husband's like trying to go through the settings. He's like, I can't change it. It won't let me change it to Korean. It's only in English. And so I was like, forget it. I don't want to watch the show.
So
we gave up on it because it was kind of late too. But it's just, I tell people, if you're going to watch a K-drama, watch it in Korean. Don't watch it dubbed. And that includes all of you who watch Squid Game, because I think we're losing a lot in translation.
Did you start Squid Game?
I finished it in one day. The second season, I was done.
Did you like it?
I did. I didn't love the ending, but now I understand it because there's going to be a third season of it. At that time, I didn't know. And I was like, what? How could you? What is happening? And then when they said there's a third season, I was like, oh, okay, now I get it.
I couldn't get behind it when I watched the first season. I tried a few episodes and I got pretty deep. I think I went in 6 episodes. I just couldn't finish it with
the bloodiness. It's pretty brutal. Yeah. You have to have the right mindset for that. So, well, we are jam-packed today. We're super excited that you guys are joining us. We've got your tickets this morning to see Mariah Carey, 7:30 with the Mega Minute. If you missed the news, beat Mercedes. Ladies, it's not just on Minden Mondays now. It is every day. And we've got another chance for you to win at 7 o'clock this morning with Beat Mercedes, a $150 diamond pendant up for grabs. And of course, right around 8:20, your tickets to see Daniel Tosh with Heads Up. All of that is on the way. But right now, let's start the show with the pre-show. You pick them. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Tootsie Roll by 69 Boys? Do you want to hear All Star by Smash Mouth?
Oh. Hey now, you're an all star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid.
Or do you want to hear Lucky by Britney Spears? Choices. You can get your votes in here by tweeting us on X or Threads at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us at 702-364-9400. We'll count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. Did you guys hear this story about Brooke Shields? Brooke Shields, actress, she's 59 years old. She just released a memoir on Tuesday. It's called Brooke Shields Is Not Allowed to Get Old: Thoughts on Aging as a Woman. And in it, she revealed this story that absolutely blew me away. I cannot believe this happened. So it's kind of sensitive in nature, so I'm just going to kind of tiptoe around it. But she had a surgery on her lady parts. It was like a reduction surgery. So she had some discomfort. She had some issues, and she had dealt with that since she was in high school. And that's all she signed up for to get. So she went to her post-op meeting with the doctor, and the doctor informed her, the surgeon rather, that he quote unquote threw in a little twofer, is what he said.
A little twofer?
Yeah.
What is that supposed to mean?
So he performed a rejuvenation on her without her consent. So she was supposed to get just this reduction, but he went and did the whole rejuvenation, and she never signed up for that. She never agreed to that. But he said, like, I threw you in a little twofer.
Like, I did you a favor?
Yeah.
Type of deal?
Yeah. So she said it felt like such an invasion. She said it was so bizarre, and it was almost like she was violated because, you know, there was nothing that she had said that alluded to the fact that she wanted that done. It was just something that he made the decision that she could get done, and he was going to throw it in for her for free.
My immediate thoughts were, did she sue him or did she go after the guy?
She did not. And she said that she felt uncomfortable just like even telling the story, but she didn't do it because she didn't know if she was supposed to like be grateful about that. But then the more she thought about it and the more time went by, she realized that that was a complete and total violation of her.
I can't imagine being an actress since, I mean, she was a baby. I believe she was just out in front.
Yes.
And then growing older, having to deal with publicity, and then, oh, you're aging, you're getting older, like the media and the things that attract that. I can understand, unfortunately, why she didn't want to say, hey, I'm going after you, because media and paparazzi, they're going to be all over it.
And now they're talking about like her lady parts, and if she sues him, she's going to have to sit on the stand and talk about all the stuff that, you know, I can understand why she wouldn't want to do that. But at the same time, it's like that surgeon, they should lose their license for performing something on someone that was not asked. Have you ever like gone to the doctor and you walked away like, that was odd? I've told the story like of my friend who went to the OBGYN and as soon as the doctor came in and was ready to do just the annual exam, he goes, whoa. That was all he said.
Whoa.
Whoa. And she's like, whoa, what? He's like, oh, nothing. Like,
they need to go.
Like, what? What is, whoa, what?
Doctors need to go through like a communication class. Like, these are the things you don't do. You don't say the facial expressions and just your body language. These are the things you do not do in front of your patient.
And that's why I think they need to like go in and wear like a Squid Game mask so we don't see their face.
Yes.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning. And now, here's your host, Mercedes!
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Wednesday, January 15th. Thanks so much for being here. How you guys doing this morning?
I'm cold.
It's cold
it's
outside.
Cold outside.
I just saw like the temperature, I think, was 38 degrees, but it feels like 28 degrees. So yeah, it's a chilly one out there. Yeah, for sure. I was looking at this. Okay, so if you're a fan of BTS, you know that it was just announced that J-Hope is going on tour. And yesterday they opened up fan registration and I was losing my mind trying to get in and register for that.
I was thinking of you.
Oh my gosh. All my fellow BTS fans were texting me like, did you register? And so I was doing that. And I realized that being a fan of BTS or K-pop in general, it seems like a cheap hobby. Like, it's just, you're just a fan. But it quickly becomes very expensive being a fan. Case in point, you've got the concerts. You've got, just registering for that. You have to have a fan club membership a lot of times in order to register for that. The merch, the albums, K-pop albums usually come with photo books and posters and photo cards. They're collectible. They'll come out with two or three versions. So you want to make sure you get all the different versions. The official merch, the light sticks, the clothing, the jewelry, everything, the fan projects, the donations, the fashion, the beauty. This is a hobby that quickly becomes expensive.
You're talking about this. I had no idea.
Oh my gosh, there's so much involved with it.
And then I forgot about the light sticks. Don't they have a BTS as an app? Is that free or is that a subscription?
So you buy your army bomb is what they call it. It's like a circle thing that you take to the concerts and you shake it and stuff. And there's an app that goes with it. You connect it to your Bluetooth on your phone. And so when you're at a concert, they'll change colors and it'll all be controlled by them. I mean, you can do it manually, but it's cooler when it starts just changing color on its own.
I had no clue. There's something that James does. He is into like fashion right now and just sneakers.
Oh, sneakers.
So many sneakers. And he's like, every time a drop comes, I'm crossing fingers he doesn't get anything because it's so expensive. It adds up. He's like, I got to get these pants with these shoes, these laces with these shoes. It really adds up. And I think you know my pain, Mercedes.
Well, yeah. And it gets to the point where do you keep all the shoes? Yeah. Like, where do you put them? There's just stacks and stacks, you know?
And I also told him, I'm like, hey, you know, when we get older, you thinking about selling some of these?
Yeah.
And he goes, you know, I will come to a point in my life where I start selling shoes. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Seriously, we're getting some texts here. Snowboarding is one of those hobbies that I thought would be so cheap, but it is way more expensive. Between all the gear and the clothing that I have to get, it is one of the most expensive things that I have to do. Golf, J-Love,
yeah.
I know you play golf. That's something that...
So expensive. Oh. Man, if I would have known that a long time ago, I would have never gotten to golf.
There's just getting the tee times and the clothes and the balls and the clubs and all that.
But you do it because you love it.
And
you
I lose a lot
it.
Of balls, too, so that's it gets expensive.
What'd you say? You lose what?
A lot of balls.
Mm.
Not
interesting. Interesting.
We have a lot coming up on the show this morning. Coming up, we've got what's trending. The legal battle between Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni. It's getting bigger. Details are coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending? What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni are trending again this morning. This legal battle between the two of them has just gotten bigger. So now Justin Baldoni's lawyer, he reportedly sent a letter to Disney and Marvel alleging that Ryan Reynolds, who was Blake Lively's husband, that he mocked Baldoni in Deadpool and Wolverine with his nice pool character. Did you guys see the movie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So the letter from his lawyer says that they have anticipated claims against Reynolds, and they told Disney and Marvel that they need to preserve every single document that they have that relates to the development of the Nice Pool character, and all of the documents that relate to or reflect a deliberate attempt to make fun, mock, harass, ridicule, intimidate, or bully Baldoni through that character. So Blake has accused Justin Baldoni of sexual harassment, fat shaming her, postpartum body, and Justin Baldoni denies all of those allegations. His lawyer says that Ryan Reynolds made fun in this sequence in Deadpool and Wolverine, which I don't remember the sequence, so I'm gonna have to go back and watch it, where I guess Ryan Reynolds, who's playing Nice Pool, says things like, where in God's name is the intimacy coordinator? Because they were, that's one of the things that they were joking about in the movie. It ends with us that they hired one between them. And then I guess he complimented Lady Pool for snapping back into shape after she gave birth, which they say is a direct bullying or a direct mocking of Justin Baldoni.
So I'm replaying those scenes in my head from Deadpool and Wolverine. I would have never thought, first of all, but second of all, it's kind of funny.
Well, it is, but like now that's more proof that that they were coming after him. He wasn't going after them.
It's really, really crazy right now because there's a lot going back and forth that I can't keep up with. So when you're saying all these things, you're like, now they have proof that they're bullying Justin, and then Justin's going after Blake. It's a lot to keep up with.
I know. And I don't understand, like, where this all stemmed from. Like, who started all of this? And I feel like, oh, okay, now I side with this one. And then I get more evidence. And then I'm like, oh, I side with this one. So it's really hard to keep track of it.
And who's going to, I guess, come off on top at the end of this? And where is the end with it? Does it end with us?
It doesn't end with us. It never ends with us. And that's what's trending. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you have small children, I have really good news for you this morning. Parents everywhere that have little ones know who this is.
Look! It's a surprise box! Let's take out a surprise!
Miss Rachel. And now, instead of turning to YouTube to see Miss Rachel, you can turn into Netflix to see her. There's going to be 4 episodes available to stream of Miss Rachel on Netflix starting on January 27th. More episodes are expected to launch this year. And the 4 videos, they're not going to be new ones. They're going to be compilations of existing videos that she already has. But I know a lot of parents are going to be really happy to have Miss Rachel on Netflix. One of my girlfriends, whose kid is obsessed with Miss Rachel, she even dressed up as Miss Rachel for Halloween, and it was the cutest thing I've ever seen. She had like the overalls and the headband. They're so excited. I sent her a text this morning, and when she wakes up, she's going to go crazy.
I love Miss Rachel just from when you introduced us to her a while back. But for me, when I think of like things that I was obsessed with as a kid, I will never forget when I was a kid on reruns, Barney was my obsession.
Barney was it. I love you. Who is your kid obsessed with or was obsessed with? 702-364-9400. This was a big one.
Who is Miss Rachel?
You don't know who Miss Rachel is?
No,
what?
I don't even know who she is.
My gosh. She is like the YouTube queen for little kids. She wears these overalls. She's got a pink shirt. She's got a headband, her head in a ponytail. And just, I mean, listen to her.
Look,
she's so soothing.
It's a surprise.
Who would she remind me of like, from back in the day?
Let's take out a surprise.
Oh my gosh.
When I was a kid, it was the big comfy couch, too. That girl, what was her name? She had pigtails, stripes. She had the clock stretches. That's who Miss Rachel reminds me of from my childhood.
Is she like Blue's Clues? Is she like that guy?
Steve? Like Steve? Yeah. I mean, I guess she could be like a female Steve. Okay. Did you remember Choo Choo Soul? All aboard the Choo Choo train. You remember that girl? She kind of look. She has the look of Choo Choo Soul girl, but maybe the attitude of Steve. I love this. This is my kids were obsessed with Choo Choo Soul.
No clue what you guys are talking about.
You're not in this world.
No.
This song was the jam. We should play it.
I like it.
Oh, man. This was the best.
Oh, yeah.
This pops off.
Where did this come out?
This is, like, I'd say late 2000s, maybe. Man. I don't know. That's what good. Is the show you were obsessed with? We're getting some texts here. Hannah Montana all day, every day. That was so huge. Barney, this one says, sorry, Steph. Barney is whack. Worst kids show ever. I mean, it wasn't the greatest, but it served its purpose, right?
I'll never forget a birthday party my mom threw for me. I think I was turned 3 years old. Because I was obsessed with Barney, they got Barney at my birthday party.
Oh, my gosh.
So when he came, terrified. I was terrified of him. I was like, they were like, you love him so much. I'm like, absolutely not. I like him on TV, not in real
person. It's probably because it was the Fremont Street version of Barney. You know?
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
One correction from the LA medical examiner later. The death toll from the wildfires remained at 24 yesterday. The medical examiner's office originally added one person to the official toll yesterday, but last night issued a correction and said what it had counted as an additional death was found to be non-human remains. Red flag warnings remain in place through tonight in LA County. While this particularly dangerous situation, red flag warning expires 3 o'clock our time. They say the winds in the area yesterday were just really brutal. Today they expect more of them, but the status of the biggest fires left: the Palisades fire, about 18% contained; the Eaton fire, about 35% contained. Roughly 88,000 people are still under mandatory evacuation orders as of yesterday, with another 84,000 under non-mandatory evacuation orders.
It's just so sad. And I also, I can't help but think when I lived in San Diego, we did have a lot of those fires. And I remember one specifically when I was in middle school, it was as if I was living in an apocalypse.
Oh,
I mean,
really?
The ash were falling because I have asthma, I had to wear a mask all the time. It's just that times 10 for them, probably. I can't imagine what they're going through.
My mother-in-law, she lives in Pasadena, and she's out of, you know, harm's way. She was never evacuated, but she said that the air quality is absolutely horrendous. They cannot go outside. It is bad. And she's older too, you know, so it's been really tough. And just everyone just seeing a lot of the aftermath and people just trying to salvage anything they can. It's been tough, and it's been really nice to see I was going to say the country, but really the world is coming together to try to help the people that lost everything.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just praying and hoping that this comes to an end soon.
Yeah. We'll keep you posted. Also this morning, less than half of Americans really even care which team is going to win the big game. That's according to a new survey. So they did this survey of people to see if you really care about what football team comes on top when the Super Bowl is happening here in February. And they found that 1 in 4 people say they're just more interested in the food that is going to be served at whatever big game party they go to than the actual game. 54% of people believe that the food spread has the power to make or break the entire experience. Do you guys like do big Super Bowl parties, or do you just stay home?
I go to them. I go to big Super Bowl parties, and I bring like wings. I have the seasoning that I create, and everybody loves it. So everybody loves my wings. They're always looking forward to them.
Chicken wings, always. Yeah,
always.
We don't go to big parties for the big game. We just watch it at home, me and my husband. But the one thing we always get every year is wings. We mm-hmm. buy wings. We don't make them, but we buy wings. And then you stay at home too.
We
right,
stay
Mercedes?
At home too. We do like I make a bunch of snacks, a bunch of finger foods, put everything out on on the kitchen table and then just leave plates out there and then people come and go make plates as they want and just watch the game. That's the way I love it.
I just wait for the halftime show. After that, I'm like, eh, all right, cool, time for bed.
Kendrick Lamar this year. So
it should be a good show.
Finally, this morning, imagine that you're dating Brad Pitt. And then imagine that he asks you for money to pay for his cancer treatment after Angelina Jolie froze his funds. Are you going to believe that? Well, it happened to one woman in France. She became convinced that she was in a relationship with Brad Pitt. She's 53 years old. Her name is Anne. And she is the latest woman to fall for this fake Brad Pitt scam after there were several cases reported in Spain in 2024. She is an interior designer. She told the French TV station that the nightmare began back in September of 2023. She got this message on Instagram from Jane Etta Pitt, who was the actor's mother, or so they claimed. Well, their chat quickly turned to Brad Pitt and how the two would make such a great romantic match. And then it's like she set them up on Instagram. Then Brad Pitt sends her a message. Hello, Anne. My mother told me a lot about you. I would like to know more. So she thought, wow, this is amazing. It was only after Anne saw pictures of Brad with his new girlfriend in the newspapers that she started suspecting that there was a scam. She went to French police with the story and they launched an investigation. She lost so much money, over $850,000.
Oh my gosh.
Do you feel sorry for her? Do you feel sorry for her?
Well, I'm going back to the pictures that supposedly Brad Pitt, really it's the fake Brad Pitt, made, and they're photoshopped to look like he's in a hospital bed.
Oh,
so him on the hospital bed with his little hospital gown, and you can just see that he is not in any pain whatsoever.
He's like smiling like from a red carpet, but yet laying in a hospital bed.
Like how do you fall for that?
Yeah, hey,
I mean, how?
Some people have serious like lapses of reality. It's a mental thing, and I don't want to like come down on people for like their mental disorders, but I think they're just delusional, you know?
I honestly, because I've heard of people that have fallen for these scams. I know people that have fallen for these scams.
What, you have?
And yes, and it's one of those things is when you're lured in because of love, quote unquote.
Yeah.
You're lured in because you're invested in this person. You put time into this person. And then they ask you for money I don't know where kind of mentally they get to the point where like, absolutely, maybe that's just their giving nature. But over time, it's not like here's $830,000. It's like, here's $100 at first. Here's $200.
It just adds up.
But it's Brad Pitt. I mean, come on.
We just got a text from Christy. She says, I'm an esthetician. I have a 65-year-old client who is absolutely convinced she's in a relationship with Bruno Mars. She has sent him money and nothing I can say can convince her it's a scam.
See?
I think a lot of sometimes the age plays a big role in it, too.
But she's 53.
Hey, I mean, no, it's not. But it emotionally, where are you at? Yeah. What's your age emotionally, you know?
Okay.
All right, well, it is time to win. If you missed the news, Be Mercedes is every day increasing your chances to win a diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Every day, our jackpot increases by $25. So today, we are playing for a $150 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. It's Minden Wednesday, so who wants to take a shot? Can you guess the song faster than I can? We've had some really good contestants this week, but no one's been able to beat me yet. Today may be the day. Caller 20, you get to take a shot. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning, and it is Minden Wednesday. Beat Mercedes is on. We are doing this every day. 7 a.m. this morning, your chance to win a diamond pendant courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, valued at $150. And Rick, you're caller 20. You ready to do this?
Woo! Yeah.
Are you ready? Are you feeling good this morning?
Yes, I am.
We are super, so excited for you to give this a shot. I'm going to get out of here. Steph's going to play you the song. You are going to just try to guess it as quickly as possible, okay?
All right.
All right, I'm out of here. Good luck.
Bye. All right, Rick. She's heading out. She took off her headphones. I'm turning off her microphone. What you up to this morning, Rick?
Not much. Just waiting to go to work right now.
Nice. Are you in your car? What part of town do you work in?
Over like Enterprise area.
Nice. Okay, cool. So you're going to hear the first 20 seconds of a song. Once you know the correct artist and title, you want to say, got it, loud and proud, so we can stop the clock. Once we stop the clock, you have 5 seconds to say something. And if you don't, we move on and we bring Mercedes in, okay?
Okay.
All right, she's fast. J-Love, you're on the clock.
Let's go.
You ready to go? Okay.
Yeah.
Rick, the next sound that you hear is the sound. Here we go.
So lately, been wondering, be there to take my place when I'm gone. You'll need love.
And that's 20 seconds, Rick. You got anything?
I don't.
Oh, darn it. Okay, we're going to bring Mercedes in. Jay, go ahead and get her. She's coming in right now. And she's walking in, putting on her headphones. Good morning. Can you hear us?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, hello, hello.
All right.
All right. Okay.
What are you thinking so far?
That took a little longer than the past couple of days, but that doesn't mean anything, really. I mean, you guys could have been messing with me and just talking longer. So, I really don't know what's going on.
We did find out Rick was on his way to work, and he works in an enterprise area.
Okay. So that could have been a whole conversation of its own. So, yeah, I have no idea.
Okay, 1 second. Okay. Let me say reset stuff here. All right, Mercedes, the next sound you hear is the song, and we start now.
Got it.
Jeez. Go ahead. What you got?
The Calling, Wherever You Will Go.
Okay. Rick, actually, you're correct.
Oh, I am.
You're
okay.
Correct. Okay. Okay. Rick, he went 20 seconds and didn't know the answer.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rick. If we didn't play that song so much on Mix 94.1, I might not know the answer either.
By the way, you did it in 1.48 seconds.
Oh, really?
1.4.
Wow. I've been averaging under 2 this whole week.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Good.
You're going to get me on something, though. I know it. Well, I have my weaknesses. Just luckily, you haven't found them yet. So that means, Rick, thank you for trying. But now our diamond pendant just got bigger. It's a $175 diamond pendant. Courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, your next chance to win will be tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. A lot of people have been talking about Spencer Pratt and Heidi Montag. We played Heidi Montag's song yesterday on the show a couple of times. I'll do it because there's this movement going on right now. As far as the two of them go, their entire family, they are suffering right now. They lost their home in the Palisades fire, and the two of them were actually on Good Morning America this morning. This is part of what they had to say.
Thing you want to keep. And I was like, how do you choose? You know, like my brain actually stopped working because I was so overwhelmed with so many things you can't replace. So I grabbed my kids' teddy bears.
It's crazy just to see the support that they have received just online on TikTok. And yesterday I had posted a video on TikTok saying, hey, you guys, we tried to do our part to help here in Vegas. We played I'll Do It a couple of times. We'll play it some more for you. Spencer actually saw my post, liked it, reposted it. Flavor Flav just made a comment on it this morning. It's been insane. And I really want to help them. I feel terrible. They're left with absolutely nothing, just like so many families in Southern California.
I saw one of the videos she made where she's holding her son on her side and she goes, I just want to go home. And I broke down in tears.
Yeah.
It's like there is no home to go back to. And it just, the least we can do is help her and play her songs, and hopefully she can get number one on the Billboard charts.
Yeah, just the money that they're being able to make, like on TikTok and stuff. I saw on Good Morning America, they were talking to Spencer, and he was saying how they were literally watching on their cameras their home go up in flames, and there was a camera in their son's bedroom, and you saw his bed catch on fire, and it caught on fire in the shape of a heart. And he said it was just like, it wasn't reality, you know? So
We're going to do it again. We're going to play Heidi's song, I'll Do It, here in a couple of minutes if you want to stick around for that. Just do anything we can to help those, and really want to encourage those of you to help other people that maybe don't have those platforms, and by donating to the Red Cross and other organizations in Southern California, they could really use your help. And we've got links to help on our website at mix941.fm. That's Heidi Montag on Mix 94.1. I'll Do It, trying to help them out as they lost everything in the LA wildfires. It is 7:23. I had just such an awkward moment over the holidays, and I still am feeling this guilt for it. Do you ever feel like you're in a gift discrepancy with someone where it just feels uneven? So let me go back a couple of years. Not this past Christmas, but the Christmas before. I got a girlfriend a gift for the holidays, and you know me, I love giving gifts.
Yeah.
I give them with no expectations. I don't expect anything in return. But I gave her this gift, and she didn't give me anything, and I was fine with it. It was just genuinely, I saw something I thought she would like, and I was like, hey, Merry Christmas. But I could tell when I gave it to her, she felt bad. I could just see the look on her face, and she's like, oh my gosh. Like, she was shocked because she had nothing for me. And I even said, I go, hey, no expectations. I just saw this. I thought of you. I really wanted to give it to you. But she felt bad, and it was just awkward afterwards. And so this year, I was like, you know what? I don't want to put her in that position again. So I'm just like going to not get her a gift. I didn't really see anything that caught my eye anyway. So I was like, I'm just going to skip the gift this year. Well, guess who gives me a gift?
She does.
No way.
She got me a gift.
No. Oh.
And I had nothing for her. And then I was like, we're like on the opposite. Like, are we gift friends or are we not gift friends? I just felt really bad about it. And now I know how she felt the first time.
Yeah.
I was like, and she said the same thing. She's like, no, it's all good. But now I'm like, okay, I need to plan ahead for next Christmas. Are we doing gifts or are we not doing gifts? I need to know, because I don't like making her feel bad, and I definitely don't want to feel bad either.
Is it awkward if you just plain out ask her, are we doing gifts this year? Is it weird? Are you guys those types of friends where you can communicate like that?
I feel like I could, but at the same time, then I feel like it takes away, because then it's about like an exchange.
Yeah.
Instead of the thought and the love, and you know what I mean?
Totally agree. And what I do, I just buy gifts anyway. It doesn't matter if they give me one or not.
No.
I just buy it anyway.
I like that too. But yeah. Then this year, like I said, I didn't really see anything, and I thought, she's, you know, we don't do gifts anyway. It's totally fine. 702-364-9400. Have you ever been on the end of a gift discrepancy, and what's your take? Elaine, good morning. What do you think?
Hi, good morning. Yes, I have been on the end of a gift discrepancy in that my neighbor of 20 years always gives these, every year they get more and more extravagant. My kids announced that they were having a baby. She gave each of them $500 a piece. And she also does very thoughtful things like homemade t-shirts that say mama and glamma and things for my husband and such, like very personalized. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do this year to, you know, keep up with the Joneses?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's really extravagant. At some point you have to say, I mean, I don't know what your situation is, but I'd be like, I don't think I can afford giving something like that to you, because I'm not going to have any money left at the end of the day.
I'm just not very crafty either. So.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have, what are those called? The crickets? I don't have something that I can make for you.
Got to go to Michael's for that one.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much, Elaine. Let's talk to Brittany. Brittany, we're talking about gift discrepancies here. What do you think?
So for me, I buy gifts just to buy gifts. I'm not really looking like, oh, are they going to buy me something back? I'm really just doing it because I like to make people happy. Same thing with like my work, my coworkers. I usually put little like gift bags together for like the men and women. I'm a little extra. And then I have four kids, so I like to teach them, like, you know, that it's not about receiving, it's about giving.
Yeah, give with no expectations. No. I agree with you 100%, Brittany. The only reason I got uncomfortable was just because it looked like she felt bad the first time when I gave her something. She didn't have anything for me. And I was like, okay, I don't want to make her feel bad again. You know what I mean?
I'm feeling bad because I'm realizing J-Love just said, every year he gives gifts without expecting anything. And Jay, every year you give me a Christmas gift, I've never given you one. I am so sorry.
It doesn't matter. I don't expect that. That's the thing. That's what it's all about. That's what the holiday season is about, giving, not receiving.
Well, he talks about it stuff to, just he, between you and I.
He does, huh?
Yeah, behind, he's like, Steph didn't give me anything.
That girl.
he has expectations.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
Kristen, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? What is going on?
We're doing great. We're super excited. It's Tristan and Caroline. I'm Tristan's mom, and we're going to tag team it.
Oh, I love it. Tristan and Caroline, let's do this. We've got Mariah Carey tickets, the celebration of Mimi live in Vegas, Dolby Live, and all you got to do is just answer 10 easy questions. I mean, that's
debatable.
That's debatable. But 10 questions in 60 seconds. Now, I don't care who answers. As long as I hear the correct answer, I'm going to take that and we're going to move on, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Tristan and Caroline, if you're struggling with the question, you can say pass. Or if you get one wrong, if there's time at the end, we'll go back to those questions. And the Mega Minute, you guys, it starts now.
What is the name of Beyonce's country album?
Oh, Texas Hold'em?
No. Who is the overly cheery neighbor on The Simpsons that Homer can't stand?
Oh, pass.
Angelina Jolie plays what Disney villain in the live adaptation?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, pass.
What is the first line of our national anthem? Yes. Lady Gaga collaborated with which singer on the song Die With a Smile?
Bruno Mars.
Yes. Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore were in Charlie's Angels with what other actress?
Oh, what's her name? Finley? Oh, gosh. Pass.
What is the capital of Alaska?
I don't know. Oh, my
God! Eminem has a daughter with Kim. What is their daughter's name?
Oh, gosh, she's engaged.
Oh, Tristan, Caroline, I'm so sorry. Some of those were really tough questions. So, the name of Beyonce's country album. Steph, I know you know the answer to this.
Cowboy Carter.
That's right.
I love how she said Texas Hold'em.
I mean, that's a song on the album, so I would love to give you credit for that. Who is the overly cheery neighbor on The Simpsons that Homer can't stand? That's Ned Flanders. Angelina Jolie plays this Disney villain in the live adaptation. That's Maleficent. Cameron Diaz and Drew Barrymore, they were in Charlie's Angels with what other actress? That's Lucy Liu.
Love that movie.
This is such a good one. The capital of Alaska is Juneau, Alaska. And then Eminem's daughter with Kim, her name is Haley. I'm sorry we didn't make it through all 10 questions either, but you know what? We respect you for giving it a go. It is hard, and we have yet to find a winner. So that means caller 20 right now, you are going to get these tickets. Two of them to check out Mariah Carey at Dolby Live. Your tickets right now for caller 20 at 702-364-9400.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
So it's been about 2 weeks since we hit New Year's. Maybe you hit those resolutions. Maybe one of those was to get serious about your diet. And yet yesterday, maybe you went off the deep end, had a couple slices of pizza or whatever. Well, maybe that'll change once you see nutritional information on the front of packaging. The FDA is now proposing that nutrition be placed on the front of packaging. So maybe not so much on your pizzas, but certainly on your frozen pizzas that you have. And not the whole nutrition info box with all the ingredients and chemicals and stuff like that. That would be a smaller box with just a snapshot of just three things: the saturated fat, the sodium, and the added sugars. And then there would be a rating for each, classifying them as low, medium, or high. So you grab that packaged item, and there it is right there. High sugar, high sodium, high fat. And then do you second guess what you're about to eat? Because it's not on the back anymore. It's right there on the front.
I'm wondering how this is going to affect the people that are in charge of packaging. So it's a huge thing. I watch Shark Tank from here and there. And a big thing is packaging. How it's packaged. What it looks like. How it affects people's buying patterns. So I think they're really, really going to have to second think how they're going to implement that nutritional value in the front.
Well, it makes you wonder if they're going to change their recipes. Because if I have the choice between, let's say it's like two cookie brands, and I've got one here that says, you know, high saturated fat, high sodium, high sugar, and then the other is like medium saturated fat, medium sugar, I'm probably going to go with the medium one because right there. You know what I mean?
What is the rule of what they have to put in front of it? What's the three one you said?
Saturated fat, so they have sodium, yeah, and added sugars. Now, this is just a proposal for right now.
Okay,
this,
gotcha.
The idea here is that it would help consumers make quicker and more accurate assessments of the products without even having to pick them up. Like, literally, they're just there on the shelf. But if it does get approved later this year, food companies wouldn't be expected to comply until like 3 or 4 years after this new policy. So it could be a while on that.
Yeah, and it'll take time to even repurpose everything and repackage. So, wow, imagine if that gets passed. What if it's best for us? What if it's good for us?
Well, it certainly is better for us because we'll make better decisions. But I just think that, you know, so many manufacturers are really going to reassess things. Yeah. Like, oh, gosh, we need to bring our sugar down to medium instead of high or something like that. Also this morning, small talk. Making small talk with your coworkers. It kind of comes with the territory when you work in an office, but new research suggests it may soon become a thing of the past. According to a new survey, the art of office chit-chat is dying out because it's making the younger workers uncomfortable. They say that 3/4 of Gen Z workers admit that they struggle to engage in light conversations with their coworkers in the office. Nearly half say they prefer to use WhatsApp or Teams or even email just to avoid a face-to-face conversation with their coworkers.
I saw that Gen Z would rather text the person next to them then have a conversation.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes I couldn't agree more. Sometimes I'm just burnt out. I'm exhausted after work. The small talk, I mean, yeah, maybe I want to get to know you, but the small talk doesn't really do much for me.
I am definitely not a fan of the small talk. But I do it because I understand it's like office politics and stuff. So I'm a fan of this, but like sometimes we'll have our meetings and you're like, we'll meet in the conference room. And I'm like, can't we just do it on Zoom? Like, I don't want to go in the conference room. Can we just do it on Zoom where we all just stare at each other on the screen?
I have nothing to say with this. I'm just going to stare at this.
Well, the last meeting we had was last week.
Crazy to
the
me.
Last meeting we had was last week. Mercedes was running late. I went in first and they were doing small talk. So I'm texting Mercedes. I'm like, get your butt in the large conference so we can start this meeting because this small talk, it's no. No for me.
How was your weekend? Great. How was the hour?
It's all about communication, man. I mean, come on.
Happy New Year. Happy
yeah,
New
what's
Year.
Wrong with
what'd
that?
You do for the holidays? Oh, nothing. It's the same thing every single year.
You guys are
year.
So stale, man. Come on.
No, we're great.
We make it a Zoom. Finally, this morning, a 25-year-old Indiana woman, she won a $500,000 jackpot after she got a Michigan Lottery scratch-off ticket during her family's white elephant gift exchange on Christmas, which also happens to be her birthday. So it was initially won by her father in the exchange, but then they traded it. He wanted to trade. She had some flashlight gift for her white elephant gift, so he wanted the flashlight, so he traded her the lottery ticket for that. On Christmas Day, she scratched off the ticket, which her cousin had bought. And initially, she thought she won $50,000. So she was excited about that. So she went to the Michigan Lottery app. She scanned her ticket. And then she was absolutely stunned when she found that she actually won the game's top prize of $500,000. Wow. So she says she's going to buy a new car. She's going to invest and all that. But the question is, do you think she should give part of those winnings to the cousin that actually bought the ticket.
Well, I think about the cousin and the dad, because the dad swapped with her, right?
Dad wanted the flashlight. He's out. He's out of the equation.
Yeah, no. I agree with you on that. Imagine, dad's out.
No, sorry. I feel bad for dad. Dad's your dad, and dad gave it to you. Without him, you wouldn't have got it. I would have given money to both cousin and dad. I feel like I'm a giving person. Yes.
I feel like dad, he was trying to be selfish and like, I don't want this lottery ticket. I'm getting the flashlight. And so dad, you negated yourself. I think the cousin definitely deserves a portion of it.
Agree with that. A little taste. Yeah. Just a little taste.
If I gave you a lottery ticket, you won $500,000. Would you give me some money?
Absolutely.
Like, how much?
If it's $500,000, I'll probably give you
$50,000. Wow. What about me?
For just being there? 50,
yeah, 50,000. Yeah, I'll just give you 50,000.
You'd give me 50,000 too?
Yeah, because dude, I have 500,000. If I give you guys both 50,000, or you 50,000, or you 50,000, I still have a lot of money left.
Yeah, but you're forgetting taxes. But you already said it, so it doesn't matter. Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. If you ever want to reach out to the show, we are here. We love hearing from you. You can call us or text us. Our number is 702-364-9400. And Jan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, friends.
We are so happy to hear from you. I saw Jan at the volleyball game the other night.
Of course. Yes.
Now, you had a question or you had a comment about something that we talked about on the show the other day. What is it?
So, Steph, you said you're visiting your friend in Baltimore, correct?
Yes, we're going to through BWI Airport. Yes.
So, random fun fact, BWI, Baltimore Washington International Airport, is named after the first African-American Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall, who happens to be my great uncle.
What?
What?
You're related to Thurgood Marshall?
I am. I know. Filipino, African-American, doesn't make sense. But his wife is my...
People get married all the time.
His wife is Filipino, and she happens to be my grandmother's sister.
Oh my gosh. That is a serious claim to fame, Jan. Thurgood Marshall?
Yeah, I definitely got a lot of extra credit in school writing reports every year.
Do you get, like, priority boarding when you go to that airport by chance?
Oh, no.
That would be cool if you're like, well, I am related. Is anyone else related to someone famous? Maybe it's, like, down the bloodlines through marriage, but you have a connection. That's really impressive.
I have a question for you, Jan. Were you growing up, did you know like his personality or what were the little things like, oh yeah, he was so cool, like a fun fact that we don't know about him that you can't find online?
You know what? The last time he had visited Hawaii was like, I was really, really little. And then, you know, he never came. He was busy. He's a busy man working in the Supreme Court. And then sadly he passed away before we could ever see him again. But my aunt lived a very long life and continued his legacy and still fought for rights, for Black rights and everything else.
That's so incredible. Cool. I can't believe I know someone that is related to Thurgood Marshall. Who else is related to someone famous? 702-364-9400. I'm related to Ken Salazar, who he was the Secretary of the Interior in the Obama administration.
I
don't remember how. My aunt always tells me that I'm related to him. Like, I think he's like a third or a fourth cousin, but that's like our family's claim to fame. Everybody always talks about how, well, Ken Salazar is your third or fourth cousin or whatever, but I'm somehow related to him.
That's really cool. My biggest thing is my mom is the mayor of her town.
That's a direct connect. Yeah. That's not like through a marriage or through a cousins or anything like that. She's the actual mayor?
She is the mayor. I know it's a super small town. It's in Southern California. It's called Calipatria. Population of like 3,000 people. But I think I get to say that my mom is a mayor.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah. Who is your family's like claim to fame? Who are you related to that's famous? 702-364-9400 is our number. Let's talk to Connor. Hey, Connor, good morning. Who is it for you? Connor,
are you there?
You're cutting out.
Oh, no. Connor, stand by. Maybe.
Yeah, let's go back to you. Hold. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, good morning. What famous person are you related to?
Yeah, we're related to Christopher Martin, who actually came over on the Mayflower.
What?
That was a stereo.
How did you find that out?
So my dad did the whole, you know, Ancestry.com, and that's how we found out. And then actually, coincidentally, my daughter in sixth grade at the time was doing, you know, that whole chapter in history class, and she found out the same thing about Christopher Martin, talked to my dad, and they found out, like, around the same time, so.
I was, wow. like, seriously at first thinking, like, the guy from Coldplay? That's amazing! coming up, get your calls in here. Who are you related to that's famous? And I'm hearing... I saw the note, Jay. J-Love is related to someone famous.
Oh,
a
yeah.
singer.
What?
Mm-hmm. Famous singer. Who is it? And who are you related to? More of your calls coming up next. It's Mix 94.1. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. We're talking about famous relatives. Who are you related to that's famous? It all started from Jan, who is related to former Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. Let's talk to Michelle. Michelle, who's your famous relative?
Hi, my husband has a cousin who is Glenn Miller's grandson, and that's Glenn Miller from the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Oh, wow. That's like, like, is that the kind of music? Yeah, I kind of know what you're talking about. Wow. That's like music history right there.
Oh, it is. It's huge history. And the story is really neat because he, you know, he was in a plane that went down. They never found the plane. So there's been just dozens of books written about it, movies made. It's a cool, you know, conversation piece for sure.
Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that with us, Michelle. I love it. We got Connor back on the phone. Hey, Connor, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who are you related to that's famous?
Not related to anyone famous, but my very small town actually is named, I have a street named after me. And my great uncle was the very first treasurer of my small town. So I've always been cool to say, like, I lived on Cooper Lane growing up. It was always really fun to be able to say that my last name was the same street that I grew up on.
Oh, wow. Like, when you have a street named after you, that means you did something right in life, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it was always very fun.
Oh, I love it. Thank you, Connor. We're getting a bunch of texts here. This one says, my dad and several of his brothers played the 10 Little Indians on High Chaparral with John Wayne. That's from Bree. This one says, I'm a descendant of Betsy Ross, who made the American flag. Christina Ricci, the actress. Matthew Modine, he is my third cousin. That's from Dana. What about you, J-Love? You say you're related to a famous singer. Who is that?
Well, my famous singer is Michelle. You remember her singing a song, No More Lies? She was married to Dr. Dre.
Oh, yeah. I know her for a different reason. If you don't know, this is here. We have a song. Yes. Michelle.
Let's go.
She's a big part of the song No Vaseline by Ice Cube.
No, oh yeah, that's right.
And not in a good way.
Oh no.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Ambra, good morning.
Good morning.
You are in for Heads Up.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's do this. Daniel Tosh tickets are on the line here. Ambra, pick a category. Do you want to go with work harder, soup of the day, or fly a kite?
Soup of the day.
Okay, January is National Soup Month. These are all different flavors of soup, okay?
Okay.
You guys have 60 seconds on the clock, and that clock, it starts now.
This is what you eat when you're sick, this kind of soup.
Chicken noodle soup.
Yes. This is very creamy with little pieces of green vegetables in it.
Broccoli cheddar.
Yes. This is what you would have with a grilled cheese sandwich.
Tomato.
Yes. This is a Vietnamese kind of soup.
Miso? No, that's miso soup?
No, let's pass on that. This one has like a piece of bread in it and a bunch of cheese.
French onion.
Yes. This is, you would get this like at a Mexican restaurant. It's got like chicken and little pieces of this. Yes. This is, like they always serve it on Fridays. It's white. It's really creamy.
Clam chowder?
Yes! Yes! You got it, Ambra! Nice job!
Yay! Friday.
Does anyone know why they only serve clam chowder on Fridays?
Yeah. I know. And then what was the Vietnamese soup you guys were struggling on?
Pho. Pho. Yeah. Pho. I love me some pho. You got it anyway, though, Ambra. Congratulations. Just got a pair of tickets for you to see Daniel Tosh at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan. They are yours. Nice job. And we'll have more of these tickets to give away tomorrow morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Have you guys ever heard of career catfishing?
Mm-mm, no. What's that?
It's a new practice that Gen Z adults have been participating in. A third of Gen Z adults have done this. It's when you accept a new job, but then you just fail to show up for the first day of work.
Oh.
So you go through the whole process of applying for the job, getting the interview for the job. You get the job, then you just don't show up for the job. Researchers have found that 34% of 20-somethings skip day one of work without communicating to their new employer. They just are like, I'm not going to go to that job after all.
Why That's would sad. You do that?
They say that they're more Gen Zers are prioritizing their personal needs and goals and just saying like, if I don't have a good feel for it, I'm just not going to do it. But it would be nice if you just gave them a heads up so they're not waiting for you, right?
And I understand that you have to put your personal needs first, but there's a balance to that. There's a balance between working hard and also taking care of yourself, and that's something that is definitely needs to be a stigma that needs to go away with Gen Z.
That you can work hard and still take care of yourself. Mm-hmm. I mean, to a point, that everybody needs boundaries, I think. But yeah, when you prioritize too much on either side, when you just overwork and work, and that is your life, bad. When you're like, the world is going to cater around me and my needs, bad. We got to find that balance.
Wait, didn't you have a job that you walked out on?
I did at my lunch break. Yeah, it was. I worked at Costco for like 5 minutes. I was upset because when I got hired, I thought I was going to be a cashier. And so I didn't know that you had to be a boxer first. And so I was fine with being a boxer, not like a punch boxer, but a person who puts stuff in the box. But the cashier I was working with kept screaming at me, like was really mean, instead of trying to teach me like, hey, this is how we do things. You have to separate the chicken and the detergent. You can't put them in the same box, like that. I didn't know that. Nobody told me that when I was training. So I was just like stuffing everything in a box. And she's like, are you stupid? Do you not know how you're supposed to do this? And I'm like, I guess I am stupid. Nobody taught me. And so she's like, you go take your lunch break. And at that point, I just had it with her. So I literally just left. And the sad thing is my dad came in that day to go shopping and see me my first day of work. And I wasn't there.
So let me get this straight. So these kids or these young adults, they're going to the interviews and all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
And then they just don't show up. Did they go to the job like the first day and they say, you know what? This is not for me.
No, they're just not coming on the first day. They change their mind. But they decide they don't want the job.
That's just crazy to me.
Yeah. Wow. I don't understand it either. But, you know, a person's got to take care of their mental health. Also this morning, speaking of mental health, are you feeling stressed out? Well, it's probably because of your tech habits. A new study found that 86% of us check our email, our texts, our social media accounts on an almost constant basis. And the more we do that, the more stress and anxiety we suffer. Mental health experts suggest you sign off all technology for at least one day a month or more if you can.
This was me last night, and this is because my nephew, he texted me super late and I saw it right before I was about to sleep. He's graduating from the police academy in a couple months and we're getting an Airbnb. So he texted me saying, hey, let me know where you are in your Airbnb so that I can tell my other side of the family so you can guys be closer together.
Yeah.
So I just felt that pressure. So I'm on Airbnb app trying to find a Airbnb, and I'm stressing over this, and I'm on my phone. I'm distracted by everything that comes with it, and I couldn't sleep last night because of it, over one simple text message.
Just anxiety running through you.
Yeah.
I feel bad because, like, last night, I was on my phone, and I got distracted by something, and I know my husband was having a full-on conversation with me, and I was answering him, but when it was all said and done, I was like, I have no idea what he just said to me. And, like, it was a story about someone that he interacted with that day, and he was telling him this, and I was even asking him questions, like, they were just coming out. I'm like, oh, what else did he say? But I, like, now, I don't even remember what it was, because I was so distracted, and I don't... I don't have the heart to go back and ask him, like, you know that story you were telling me at the kitchen table? What was that again? Like, I feel so bad about it.
Well, he's listening now, so he knows.
He's probably on his phone and not listening, actually. Finally, this morning, a pizzeria in England has taken the pineapple on pizza debate to the next level. They are charging customers $122 for pineapple on their Hawaiian pizza. They hope that this sky high price will steer customers towards what they call better choices for their pies. While the rest of the menu is like between $12 and $20, the pineapple pizza costs $122. They say they're trying to discourage diners from ordering it. That pineapple does not belong on pizza, but if you want it that hard and you're a diehard fan, you're going to have to pay for it.
That's James's favorite it topping. Is? Yes, he loves Hawaiian pizza. And I don't, you know, it's not bad. I'll do it for him. But he's gone into calzones recently and he goes, let's try the pineapple on calzones. And that's where I draw the line. No pineapple on calzones.
I've just never been able to do like the sweet and salty when it comes to that. But I know a lot of people absolutely love it. Would he pay $122 for a Hawaiian pizza, though?
He might.
Oh, gosh. That's actually very scary.
Yeah.
Sneakers or pineapple pizza? I go pizza. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the morning. Music is such an important part of our lives. I mean, I think everyone is influenced by music in one way or another, some more so than others. And there are certain groups that I think that really resonate with us. And one of the longstanding musical debates has been Beatles versus Rolling Stones, which band was most influential when it comes to music history. And an indie rocker, his name is Chris Riva, he decided to investigate this. So we're talking the classic Beatles here. Versus the Rolling Stones. Wikipedia's list of 479 mainstream rock performers to see which artists they named as influences. And of those bands, the Beatles won. The Beatles came in number one for the most influential band of all time, more influential than the Rolling Stones. What's interesting, though, is the Rolling Stones didn't even get number two. Led Zeppelin was number two on
that list. I would have never guessed.
Yeah. So it made me think, like, what are other, like, influential matchups where you had to pick one versus the other? For instance, let's say, okay, here, 702-364-9400. I will give you a musical influence matchup, and you tell me who was the most influential. 702-364-9400. I'll start with you, Steph, just because I know you like both of these artists. Who do you think is most influential? Beyonce? Or Rihanna?
Oh, man.
Who do you go with on that one?
This is tough, but just because Rihanna hasn't done a lot of music recently, I have to go with Beyonce.
Beyonce. Okay. She's celebrated not just for her performances, but like her artistry and her cultural impact and all of that. So I can see that.
Do you agree, Jay?
Yeah, I like B. Yeah.
Okay.
B? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, I'll give you this one, J-Love.
Okay.
Michael Jackson. Or Prince.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's most influential?
I'm going to have to say Michael Jackson.
Really?
Yeah, I love Prince, but Michael Jackson's on another level.
King of Pop?
Yeah, he's on another level, man.
I can't answer that one. I feel like Prince was like a pioneer of just like artistic control and just musical genius, and like that one was really tough.
Yeah, that's hard. Why'd you give me the hard one?
I would have gone with Michael Jackson too.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah.
For sure. Ashley, good morning.
Good morning.
Are you ready for a musical matchup here?
Yes.
Okay, so I am going to give you Madonna. Versus Lady Gaga. Who do you think was the most influential?
No questions asked, Madonna.
But it's Madonna, really? Wow. What are your reasons for that?
I just grew up off of her. I'm 37, so I always listen to Madonna in the car with my mom.
I feel like she kind of pushed boundaries in pop before anyone else did. And I feel like maybe Lady Gaga was really influenced by her. Thank you, Ashley. Let's talk to Jackie. Hi, Jackie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, here's your musical matchup. Who do you think is most influential? Taylor Swift. Or Adele. Who do you go with on that matchup?
Wow. I think, personally, I'm going to go with Adele. I know, don't hate me, Swiftie fans.
Why do you go with Adele?
Just a personal favorite. I know she does sporadically music here and there, but I always love everything she brings out.
Yeah, that's a tough one, too. I think I would go with Taylor on that, but I definitely get the Adele argument on that. What about you guys?
I'm going to say Taylor.
I say Taylor.
I say Adele.
Why? Yeah. I honestly think because Taylor, with her Eras tour, just made a huge global impact. Adele has been amazing. I love her residency, but Taylor, I just think that her fan base is, it's bigger, in my opinion. It's bigger.
Okay, last one. All right. What do you guys think? Aretha Franklin. What you need to. Or Whitney Houston.
I'm going to make you decide first. Mercedes goes first.
Oh, man.
I'm going to say...
Jeez.
I'm going to say Aretha Franklin because I think she influenced Whitney Houston.
Really?
I feel like she... I mean, she's the queen of soul. She set the standard for vocal power and emotion. And I feel like she probably influenced Whitney. What do you guys think?
But Whitney took it to the next level. I mean, Aretha started it, but Whitney Houston took it to another echelon. I mean, she's amazing.
As much as I love Aretha, I'm too young to know about Aretha. So I'm going with
she's
Whitney.
She's the queen of soul. We got to do some lessons in music.
Yeah.
It's Mix 94.1.